Hello. Oh, Gordy, is Gus Jensen there? Where is he? No, no, thanks. I'll send Albert after him. Huh? Trouble? A small wrinkle, Gordon, a small wrinkle. I'm going to iron it out. Yeah, thank you, Gordy. Send Albert Dollar in.
You sent for me, Mr. Doherty?
Yes, Albert. I want you to bring August Jensen to the garage.
Bring him, Mr. Doherty?
Bring him, Albert. Now, Mr. Jensen is on the way to his apartment. I suggest you get there first and be waiting. Can you let yourself in?
Yes, sir.
Let yourself in without breaking the lock. Mr. Jensen won't go through the door if he sees you've tampered with the lock.
Oh, I can do it, Mr. Doherty. I'm real smart when it comes to mechanical things. But I'm real dumb about other things.
So?
Well, if you tell me to bring Mr. Jensen to the garage, I'll bring him.
Which is why I gave you the job.
Yes, sir. I'll bring him. But Mr. Jensen's smart. He's a lot smarter than me. He might try to get away. There's something else.
Well?
I'm awful strong, Mr. Doherty. And I'm dumb. So if Mr. Jensen tries to get away, I might have to hurt him. I'm awful strong, Mr. Doherty.
That's all right, Albert. If he tries to get away, you stop him.
Even if I have to hurt him?
So long as you stop him. You understand me, Albert? I don't care if you stop him cold.
As you just heard, J.T. is moving quickly to protect himself and his crime syndicate. But as we're about to learn, Perry Mason is also taking quick action. Because in the lawyer's office...
Oh, there's Paul now, Chief.
Sit still, I'll let him in.
Hello, beautiful. It's you, Perry. Hi, Adela.
Hi.
Excuse me, Perry, but I gotta sit down.
What, are you sick, Paul?
Yeah, just left the ticket brokers.
What?
I got a date with Dodo. Jody wants to see that new musical, so I got tickets and I paid through the nose.
You plan on going tonight?
Uh-huh. You want to know how much the ticket set me back?
No, not particularly.
Sure glad you got a job for me.
I'm glad you're glad, Paul.
Here you are. Here's the list, Perry.
You give it to Paul.
List of doctors?
Yes, in the town of Smithville.
Smithville? Well, that's upstate.
Yes, yes. We think Suzanne Barkley went to Smithville when she ran away. Wherever she went, she had to have medical treatment for her hand. Bella and I are going to question as many physicians as we can reach by long distance.
Then why give me a list?
Paul, do me a big favor, will you? Stop thinking about Dodie, please.
Well, it's asking a lot. Yeah?
Look, Smithville is a good-sized town with 15 or 20 physicians at least. Now, I can reach some of them by phone, but not all. The ones out on emergency cases or at the club.
Yeah, I get
it. So you hop up to Smithville, phone me the minute you get there. I'll tell you which doctors we have contacted and which ones we didn't. Chances are I'll have spoken to our man. But if I haven't, you will be on the scene and you can track down the others without wasting a second.
Swell, I'll take off first thing in the morning. Perry, not now. Don't tell me I gotta leave tonight. Perry.
Excuse me. Hello? Yes, put him on, Goody. Thank you. Oh, yes, I'm calling for Mr. Drake. Have his car serviced, will you please? Gas, oil, water, tire, and so forth. Mr. Drake is going on a trip, and he's leaving immediately.
Yeah.
Yes, Gertie?
I'm going to leave a little bit early, Della.
Are you sick, Gertie?
Me? I never felt better in my life. My girlfriend and I are going to the movies. We're going to High Theater before supper, and then we're going to have supper, and then we're going to the movie at the Tivoli after supper.
You were just going to one movie after supper?
Well, it's a double feature at the Tivoli.
Gertie, I really hate to tell you this, but...
Just a minute, Perry. Let me do it. Gertie?
Yes, Mr. Drake?
I was going to the theater tonight myself.
You want to go with me and my girlfriend?
No, thank you. I've got a date, but I'm going to break it. Just as you're going to break your date.
Oh, I haven't got a date. I'm going with my girlfriend.
Not tonight, dear. I've got news for you. Mr. Mason's going to make 15 or 20 long-distance calls tonight. He'll need you on the switchboard.
Oh, really, Mr. Mason?
Well, you can't help, Gertie, if you won't be too disappointed.
Oh, what do I care? They have movies every night. That's the way you should feel, Mr. Drake. Just go to the theater another night.
Gertie, I was going to a musical. I was going to pay... Oh, never mind.
What's the matter with him?
He had a date with Dodo.
Oh.
Yeah, very funny.
As you know, Perry Mason must find Suzanne Barclay in order to learn the identity of Gus. Well, at this moment, Gus Jansen doesn't suspect a thing is wrong. In fact, Gus Jansen is very well satisfied with himself as he walks jauntily to his apartment.
Remember leaving the curtains drawn?
Was me, Mr. Jansen. I closed them.
Albert.
Hello, Mr. Jansen.
Albert, how did you get in here?
I didn't have any trouble. I hope I don't have any trouble now, Mr. Jansen.
Trouble?
Mr. Doherty wants to see you.
And?
It's all, Mr. Jansen. He wants to see you.
Oh, no, Albert. There's got to be more. Why didn't J.T. phone or just send word?
He wants to see you awful bad, Mr. Jansen. He sent me to make sure he'd get to see you.
What's the rumble, Albert?
I don't know.
What did he say? He must have said something.
No, sir. Just, he wants to see you. Let's go, Mr. Jansen.
Now, wait a minute, Albert. Look, I want to see J.T., too.
Yeah, Mr. Jansen?
In fact, I'm eager to see him. It's a coincidence, huh? I was just going to see him, only... Well, I've got to do something else first. Something for J.T.
Mr. Jansen.
Something J.T. asked me to do. You understand? I've got to do what he asked me, and then I'll see him. Look, you want to wait here for me? Well, why don't you do that, Albert? You wait right here, only a few minutes, you understand, and just until I do what J.T. asked me to do. Hey, look what I got in the portable bar. Yeah, you can help yourself, Albert. I'm warning you. I know how many bottles there are, and I'll count them when I get back. Here you are, Albert. There's scotch... Brandy, bourbon, Irish beer if you want it. Won't buy it, huh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Jansen. I gotta take you.
What's it all about?
I don't know.
Well, just give me an idea so I can set myself. Give me a break, Albert. I've always been a friend to you.
Yes, sir. But I don't know a thing. Except it's trouble. I figured you were smart enough to figure it out. You're real smart.
Could be a dozen things. Albert, I gave you a break.
And I try to help you, Mr. Jansen.
What?
I'm dumb. I'm awful dumb. But I could feel trouble coming. I couldn't figure it out, but I could feel it. I hate to say I told you so, but I did tell you, Mr. Jansen. You remember when I told you?
Yeah.
You're smart. Couldn't you see it coming?
No, Albert.
It's here. We've got to get going, Mr. Jansen. And, Mr. Jansen, I told Mr. Doherty you might try something. I told him I might have to hurt you to stop you.
What did he say to that?
He said, I don't care if you stop him cold, Albert.
That's as bad as that, huh?
Yeah. But you're smart, Mr. Jansen. Everybody says you're awful smart. Maybe you can figure something. I hope you do.
Wishing me luck, Albert?
Yes, sir.
I'll need it.
Yes, sir. You'll need it. It's time to go, Mr. Jansen.
Yes, Gus Jansen's in trouble. He'll learn just how serious it is when he sees J.T. You know, there'll be important developments and exciting action in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?